WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Social Confidence. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And if you're anything like me, you've probably fallen victim to some pretty bogus confidence tricks along the way. We're talking those hacks that promise instant charisma, but leave you feeling more confused than confident. Today, we're calling out these confidence charlatans and diving into the real deal, authentic ways to build genuine social confidence. Ever felt like you were faking it till you made it? Or maybe you tried some cheesy pickup line that bombed spectacularly? Yeah, me too. We've all been there. But here's the thing. True confidence isn't about pulling off a facade or using tricks. It's about embracing who you are, owning your strengths, and showing up authentically. And trust me, that's way more magnetic than any confidence trick ever could be. So, let's break down some of those common misconceptions and get to the heart of what truly builds confidence. Number 1. Faking a smile doesn't cut it. I mean, come on, we've all seen those actors trying to force a grin that screams, "I hate my life." A genuine smile comes from within. It's about feeling good about yourself and letting that joy radiate outwards. Think of something that genuinely makes you happy. Maybe that warm cup of coffee in the morning or your favorite song blasting on the radio. Allow that happiness to bloom into a real, authentic smile, and people will be drawn to your warmth. Number 2. Pretending to be someone else is a recipe for disaster. Think about it, we've all met that person who tries too hard to impress, constantly bragging or putting others down. It's exhausting and ultimately unsustainable. Authenticity is key. People connect with genuineness, so own your quirks, embrace your passions, and let your true personality shine. Remember, you are awesome just the way you are. Number 3. Confidence is knowing everything. Nope. Confidence isn't about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about being comfortable in your own skin, even when you don't have it all figured out. Don't be afraid to admit when you don't know something. People respect honesty and vulnerability far more than arrogance. Number 4. Confidence isn't a switch you can just turn on. It takes time, effort, and self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and keep pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. Remember, every step you take towards personal growth is a victory, no matter how small. And lastly, number 5. Confidence isn't about being loud or the center of attention. Sometimes the most confident people are the ones who listen attentively, ask thoughtful questions, and genuinely engage with others. True confidence is about feeling secure in yourself and allowing your authentic self to shine through in meaningful connections. Think about that time you were introduced to a new group of people. You know that feeling when you're trying to make a good impression? Maybe you tried to inject some humor, or maybe you overshared about your weekend plans, trying too hard to fit in. But then you met someone who just seemed comfortable in their own skin. They asked questions, listened genuinely, and made you feel at ease. That person radiated confidence simply by being themselves, right? They didn't rely on tricks or facades. They allowed their authentic personality to shine through. And that's what makes all the difference. So, remember folks, true confidence comes from within. It's about embracing your unique self, showing up authentically, and building genuine connections with others. Ditch those bogus confidence tricks and focus on cultivating real-world skills like active listening, clear communication, and self-compassion. You got this. I want to hear from you. What are some confidence tricks that just don't work? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, be sure to hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who needs a confidence boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.